what do you think you should do if you think someone you know is in an unhealthy relationship?
Not yourself. We talk about this all the time. We say, so-and-so's boyfriend, that piece of garbage.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I think it's a great question. I think it's a unique question, though, because every single person is unique. One of the things that I find in all of this is you really have to promote someone's value. First, you have to confront this person lovingly and say, you know, I'm really concerned about you, and these are the reasons why I'm concerned about you. But the problem with this, these kinds of relationships, love is really blinding to the people. But I think if the person isn't willing to leave the relationship, then what you should do is you should really love them until they can love themselves. Mm-hmm. Because there's a super deficiency of love inside of them. That's why they get involved with those kinds of relationships.
So if I'm an outsider looking, I guess you don't know a lot, I think, of what happens behind closed doors of people's relationships. Mm-hmm. And generally all you know is kind of what they tell you. So not, I guess we kind of went over for ourselves, but what if we're looking at someone else's relationship? What would
be some factors
for the
to
outsider,
look for?
For the friend, perhaps.
I would say the greatest thing that you can do is pay attention to the way they're being. I'm a coach. I'm a trained coach. And you have to pay attention to the way someone is being. And this is what I mean. You can tell when someone is afraid. You really can. Mm-hmm. You also, when someone is free, you know, when someone is free in a relationship, they're just free. Like right now, I'm free. I'm not afraid that I'm going to be hurt or anything like that. So I'm free. So I can speak freely. When someone is in an abusive relationship, there's not that freedom. There's that reservation. When they talk about their life, they have to do a lot of justification and a lot of backup. And I would also say that they say negative and pessimistic things about themselves, and they will eventually say pessimistic things about their relationship, but they'll say they're not that bad, or they don't do it all the time, mm-hmm. or things of that nature. But where it starts first is that uneasiness with being with themselves.